Well, welcome everyone to another exciting episode of MedNation. I'm Dr. Lanier. I'm here with Olivia Culver today. She's our physician assistant. Olivia and myself have been recently going to the prison system to see patients. Today, we are going to talk about healthcare in the prison system. We're going to discuss the unique challenges and limitations of providing healthcare in prison, in the prison environment. Before we start, Olivia, can you give us a little bit of background of your background?
Yeah, of course. So I went to school at Austin Peay State University, graduated with a bachelor's in both chemistry and biology, and then I got my master's at Bethel University in Paris, Tennessee in physician assistant studies, and I did a lot of my clinical training in orthopedics, working with podiatry as well, and this is my first official position as a licensed physician assistant, and it's been great so far working with Cutting Edge, and here I am.
You know how excited we are. You're part of our team. I felt like you just fit in nicely, and you love seeing patients, and we could put you anywhere, and you still thrive, which is amazing.
Yes, I genuinely actually like the splitting up and the different aspects I get in this role. You know, I'm getting clinical experience. I'm getting of every kind of patient possible, from nursing homes and hospital experience and even the prison, which a lot of people do not have that kind of experience. So it's been a pleasure actually getting all those different backgrounds in one.
No, I agree. You and I have been going to prison, you more than me, to see those patients in the prison system. Going there, do you think there is a role for podiatrists in the prison system?
100%. I mean, you know, just stepping in day one, we had so many patients that had been dealing with things for several years because the prison system itself didn't have a podiatrist specialty for the last several years there. And we had multiple patients coming in, even after being there for several months now, it's still coming in from being able to be seen after problems they've been experiencing for years. And so I think it's been great. And there's always, we do a lot of preventative care as well in podiatry, and we're allowed to implement that in the prison system too, just helping patients keep their regular routine preventative care up, as far as diabetics and things of that nature, just being able to check on everyone and at least, you know, preferably within 3 months, as we would out here outside of the prison system, but as within the prison system too. And so both preventative and acute type care has been implemented, and not much difference compared to outside of the prison system as in the prison system. We still like to keep them up in the same regular rotation of visits.
Absolutely. And then acute visits, like if you remember that first time we went to our first clinic in prison system, we had a patient with very gnarly infected ingrown for a whole year. They didn't have a podiatrist, so they don't want to send him out because it's expensive. So now that we are there, any acute problems, I'm hoping they'll be able to send them to us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the challenge is I think one thing that could improve, you know, over on the prison system is just communication and getting patients to the specialty that they need. And now that podiatry is one of those, I think that adds another outlet of specialties in regards to foot and ankle care that these patients need. And yeah, ingrowns are a lot, you know, obviously sanitation might be a little different in the prison system. And so I feel like I've seen multiple ingrowns of people that haven't been able to get it taken care of because we've not been there. And I've also learned that there's not actually podiatrists in any of the other prisons around the state of Tennessee, because we're getting a lot of patients being transported in specifically for our care.
Right. A lot of people don't know this. I didn't know this. You didn't know this until we start working for the prison system. If there is a problem, how it's approved for, you know, that patient to be seen by a physician, and the long list of, you know, roundabouts, you know, that processes.
Yes. So it's my understanding that we can put in recommendations, other physicians and providers can put in recommendations, but it has to go through multiple panels of people, the director, the supervisors, all of those. They have to see the previous care that the patient's had, their symptoms, and whether or not they need approval to see us. It's not just an automatic, hey, they have foot and ankle pain, send them to the podiatrist. There has to be a long list of yes or no's checked in regards to whether or not they need to be transported in or put on our schedule. And so that's one of the things that's been a little more difficult, because I'm used to, you know, people calling all the time and being like, my foot hurts, I need to be seen. And it's just a really easy, let's get them on the schedule. But we have patients that have been waiting to see us since August, and it takes sometimes months to even get them seen within the prison system.
And we have the time to see them. It's not because we're full. It's just they have to go through the process.
Yeah.
That's probably the main difference from like prison setting healthcare versus the traditional clinic setting healthcare.
100%. I totally agree. Process is the key word that you said. It is a process. For sure.
Well, from your perspective, what improvements or reforms could be made to enhance healthcare delivery within the prison system?
You know, it kind of goes back to what I've already stated with communication, which is a big key in healthcare in general. I mean, no matter what setting you're in, right? Yeah. And I think the prison system, we have the ability to have great communication. It's just getting a hold of everyone that we need to.
Right.
And that's in my previous visits there, I've been trying to get better at that. I've been not just rounding, but I intentionally go to the different units to pick up my own charts. So that's another thing. It's a little archaic and everything is handwritten and charts are physical and not internet. So I've been trying to go to the different units to pick up the charts of patients I see, just so I can introduce myself to the other medical providers, get contacts if I need to be seeing them. And also been trying to talk to supervisors and things like that if we need to get approval quicker on certain patients, just trying to make sure that everyone knows we're there and we're there for the right reasons. And we just want to see patients and give them the best care possible. And we've got the time to do it. So, you know, give us that challenge. Give us what we need.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
We are there to be patients.
Yeah, absolutely.
What are some of the most common foot and ankle issues you encounter among the inmate population? If there are any that are different than a regular clinic patient?
You know, I haven't seen many that are different from regular clinic. It's just the process of treating them is different. Like I said, ingrowns is really common. We are getting a lot of diabetic feet, just rheumatoid care. It's just the process of actually taking care of that is a little different. Obviously, everything is locked up, so it takes a little bit more time to get everything out and get set up. And there's got to be more awareness, I guess, around taking care of those patients and the tools that we use.
Right.
They do have an excellent physical therapy system, so I have had some ortho-type complaints come in with peroneal tendonitis, all the tendonitis that we naturally see outside. They also get those in the prison system, and they don't always have the best foot support in terms of what they're wearing on their feet. So they do get aches and pains a little bit more commonly, I think I've seen, but in such a smaller volume of patients, but they're actually very responsive of getting patients into physical therapy. I think one thing I would like to look into potentially in the future would be getting patients fitted for diabetic shoes and orthotics and things like that. I don't know what the process would be, and it'd probably be a lengthy process. But doing that research, I think, would benefit a lot of patients in that setting.
No, I totally agree. And a lot of them are diabetic. It could be because of, you know, the meals they get from prison system, or of course, overall not taking care of themselves. There is an increased number of diabetics in prison systems.
Yes, I've noticed that a lot. And especially, you know, where we round at, where they have a dialysis unit, you know, a lot of times end-stage renal disease patients do have diabetes. And so they have a significant population of end-stage renal disease patients in that facility specifically. And so there's a lot in there. And I think we need to push a little more as well about making sure that the diabetics are being regularly seen. Because I know that they sometimes, in the past, before we were there, they didn't know that podiatry in the prison system would be a resource. And so for the most part, their primaries have been managing it. And so we just need to continue to try to get out there and let them know, hey, this is the kind of things that we do, send them our way.
Right. Absolutely. So basically, like Olivia said, we see everything, what we see in clinic, basically in the prison system, patients for preventative diabetic foot care, any kind of like injuries, sports injuries or tendonitis, ulcers. We do all see ulcers. We like to see them as frequently as we can, but sometimes they don't have them come every 2 weeks. They have them come once every month.
Yeah. Yeah, that poses a bit of a challenge in terms of debridement regularly to improve, you know.
And also just following, the wound healing.
Right.
Like you said, how it's not the cleanest environment to be in. So it's nice for us to look at it every 2 weeks, making sure that the wound is getting smaller or it's improving, or if there is any kind of signs of infection, we could put the patient on antibiotics as soon as we can. So that is one of the hardest thing is wound healing in that setting, because there's no consistency.
Exactly. I think that's the biggest thing that I wish we could change a little bit. And we're working on it.
Yeah.
We're getting there. But
since we started, we have changed so many things. And I think, and again, there was no podiatrist. Like you said, there's not podiatry in the prison system. And so we just have to show them and teach them what we expect from the prison system and our patients.
Yeah. Just what they need and what we expect in terms of what the patients need, really. Our expectations are specifically to provide the best care. And so we just need to continue what we've been doing in terms of making everyone aware this is what we expect. And the reason that we expect this is because it's going to provide the best care for these patients.
Yeah. So how do you navigate ethical consideration and patient confidentiality within the prison healthcare setting?
So, you know, like I said, everything is paper-based for the most part.
Yeah.
And I do see that it's very confidential in terms of all the charts are handled specifically by only certain people. You have to make sure that you're checking them in and out. They have a very good system that keeping track of those charts, even though they are patient-based. If they're missing at any point, they will call and make sure that we still have the charts. They always know where the chart is and where it's going to be in the terms of checking it in and out and signatures on it. They're very diligent about that. And so as far as like confidentiality-wise, you know, it's just like any other, I always joke that it's basically any other clinic, other than the fact that I have to take 14 different doors to get back to my office. So we just, as far as the patients go, they come in, they each have their own separate rooms. It's nothing that anything is shared amongst other people. You know, we still have our nurses. We provide the care that they need. The only people that get their hands on our charts are the ones that are seeing the patients, the other healthcare providers that are working hand in hand with us and taking care of these patients.
Yeah. I agree with you. I cannot agree more. Olivia, thank you for joining me on MedNation today and sharing your expertise on treating patients in the prison setting.
Of course.
And I'd like us to have this conversation back maybe in 6 months and see what changes we have made and what improvements have we made.
Absolutely.
Well, guys, thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.